Hey, Tanyaka.
Yes.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling to see if you meet the criteria to receive some settlement money from the Deborah Rivera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Deborah Rivera lawsuit?
Okay.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Deborah Rivera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. And who would this be in regards of?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Who would this be in regards of?
Me.
Okay, and how are you doing now?
A little bit okay.
Okay, well, I'm wishing you nothing but the best. I'm sorry you had to go through that. Do you currently have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I do not.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, that's true.
And you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Correct.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Boring.
Okay. And what is your date of diagnosis?
It was back in 2021, October.
October of 2021, and what is your date of birth?
042876.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. April
April 28, 1976.
1976. Okay. And then do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo that you can recall at
No,
this
I
time?
don't not.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable Depo-Provera?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Can I confirm that?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Okay. And then what month and year did you start taking Depo?
I think it was May of 99.
Okay. And when did you stop?
I'm still taking it.
You're still on it? Okay. So the month is December of 2024. Okay, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
What is it?
Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And then your first name is TANYANIKA, is that correct?
Yes.
And last name Johnson, JOHNSON.
Yes.
And then can I get your social, please?
325-645278.
And then I have your email as your first name, 512@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then I have your phone number as 217-418-0171.
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Sale.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address?
4809 West Windsor Road, Champaign, Illinois. Thank
You
you.
said, I'm sorry, you said West.
West Windsor,
Can you spell that for me, please?
WINDSOR Road,
In Champaign,
Champaign.
Illinois? Okay, got it.
618-222.
Okay. Alrighty. And then was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or
Yes,
by yourself?
a nurse.
So medical staff?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to know the name of the nurse?
No, I don't.
Okay.
It's a different nurse every time they give it to
Okay.
me.
And then how many times have you would you say that you've been injected with Depo-Provera, if you had to estimate?
I get it 3 times a month.
Three times
Well,
a, or
every 3 months.
every 3 months, so 4 times a year.
No, you 3 months out of the year.
So you only do it once a year? Because I know it's
Every
active for three, it's
three
active for
months.
3 months. Okay, so active every 3 months.
Right.
Okay, let me do the math for you. So you started taking it in 99, so about 4 times a year. And you've been taking it for about 25 years, so about 100 times. Does that sound correct? Does that sound correct?
I'm sorry.
Does that sound correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then what was the name of the facility where you received your depo?
Carl.
Carl Hospital?
Yes.
In Champaign, Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. So I have Carl Foundation Hospital. The address I have for Carl Foundation Hospital is 611 West Park Street.
I don't know the address.
Okay. This is what's coming up for me on Google, 611 West Park Street in Urbana, Illinois, zip code 61801.
No, the one on Curtis Road.
Okay, let me see.
Family Matters.
Curtis Road. Okay. Carl Champaign on Curtis, and the address I have is 1701 Curtis Road in Champaign, Illinois, zip code 61822. Does that sound correct to the listener knowledge? Okay. And then let me pull their phone number. Give me one moment, okay? And then what is the name of the do you happen to know the doctor that prescribed you the depo?
No, I don't.
No? Okay. And then you received it in regards to prescription. It was from Carl Champaign and Curtis?
That's who gave it to me every
okay
3 months.
Okay.
Well, not 3 months, but every other 3 months.
Every 3 months. Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan or MRI or both?
It was the MRI.
MRI? And have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No? Okay. That's good news. I'm happy to hear that. And then what is the name of the facility where you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
Northwestern Medicine in Chicago.
Okay. Do you happen to know the street name by chance? Is it East Hearn Street?
I can't remember. Something Erie.
Erie. So the ones that are coming up are East Hearn Street, North St. Clair Street. Let's see. Is Northwestern Memorial Hospital located at 251 East Hearn Street in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60611. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you happen to know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Jerome.
Okay. And then were you treated at this facility as well?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull their information one moment, okay? We're almost done. Dr. Jerome. Is it Babak S. Jerome?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Dr. Babak S. Jerome?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you were treated at the same facility, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And was it the same doctor as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
What do you mean?
In terms of treatment, did you do chemotherapy, radiation?
No, it's not cancer. Didn't you ask me that earlier?
Okay. Okay, so no treatment at all. And then were you hospitalized at all for the meningioma?
Yes, I was.
Okay, do you remember the dates you were hospitalized?
October the 14th or the 15th, all the way to almost the end of October.
So about October 14th or 15th of 2021, all the way up to October 31st of 2021?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have any medical notes that you'd like to add?
No, not that I can remember.
Okay.
If I
and
do.
Then do you have a copy of your medical records by chance?
No, not on me.
Not on you? Okay, but do the doctors have it at all?
Yeah.
Or is there proof there is?
Yeah, they should.
Okay. And then if the attorneys did need to grab them from you, would you be able to provide these medical records by mail,
yes,
electronically, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Oh, yes.
They do live with you, okay. And then who is this person to you?
Oh, said live with me, no one.
They don't live with you? Or you don't
no.
have one?
I don't have one.
Okay. Is there anyone at all we can put down? We do have to put an emergency contact number down.
Yes, Clarence Davis.
Okay. Is that do they live with you or not live with you?
No, they don't live with me.
Okay.
Don't nobody live with me but my dog.
Okay. Clarence Davis, is it C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E?
Yes.
And last name Davis, D-A-V-I-S?
Yes.
Can I get Clarence's phone number, please?
217-607-3642.
Okay. And who is this person to you? What's the relationship?
Friend.
Friend? Okay. And then it does ask for an email. Did you want me to put down your email if you don't know theirs?
Yes.
And then address, do you happen to have their address at the moment?
No.
Okay. All right, what I'm going to go ahead and do is review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You don't currently have an attorney, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provir for at least 1 year. You were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain roughly around October 1st, 2021. I have your date of birth as April 28th, 1976. You started using Depo-Provir roughly around May 1st, 1999, and stopped, currently still on it, so until December 23rd, 2024. You did use the name brand injectable Depo-Provera, and you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis within 1 year. I have your first name as T-A-N-Y-A-N-I-K-A, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. I have your social as 325-64-5278. I have your email as your first name, 512@gmail.com. I have your cell phone number as 217-418-0171. I have your current address as 4809 West Windsor Road in Champaign, Illinois, zip code 61822. In regards to where you received your depo, that was at Carl Champaign on Curtis. Phone number I have for the facility is 217-365-6200. Address I have for the facility is 1701 Curtis Road in Champaign, Illinois, zip code 61822. You received your depo shot from a nurse. It was a different nurse every time. In regards to your diagnosing and treating doctor, I have Babak S. Jeromi, located at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Address I have for the facility is 251 East Hearn Street in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60611. And the phone number I have for the facility is 312-926-2000. You did an MRI scan for diagnosis and then no treatment. And you were hospitalized for the meningioma roughly around October 14th to 15th of 2021 up until the 31st. Of October in 2021. And then I have your emergency contact is Clarence Davis. Phone number is 217-607-3642. Does that all sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward. It's just regarding legal representation as well as authorization to release medical records if needed. So you're going to receive a text in about a second or so. It's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, and it's going to say DocuSign, and then there will be a link attached to it.
You said I should receive a text?
Yeah, you'll receive a text and an email. It's easier to access through text. And then let me know once you receive it.
Okay. Thank you. I haven't received nothing yet.
No? Okay, let me try to resend it, okay? Once you receive the documents, it takes about 30 seconds or so to sign, and then I'll wrap up the process for you. And you'll be all set.
Okay.
But I just went ahead and resent it to you.
Through the text?
Yeah, through text. Unless you're able to see it through email.
Let me see. Oh, it's probably ain't coming through because of my data, my Wi-Fi is not work. I'm not around Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So I get to the house, which will be in about 30 or 45 minutes.
Okay. So these documents will stay active until the end of the day. I just need a couple signatures from you in those documents. It's just, again, regarding legal representation, things like that. I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line. It's going to be a 949 number. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And I'll reach out to you within the next 2 hours just to see if those documents were signed.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead and click on the link.
Okay.
If you have any questions regarding the documents, let me know.
All right. All right, this is just pulling me to the email site for me to send an email.
Shouldn't be doing that. That's weird. Let me resend it to you one more time. Click the most active link, okay? So the way when you click on the link, when you receive it, so you're going to click on it, and it's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature. You'll hit agree or yes. And then you'll hit a start button. Once you hit that start button, it's going to prompt you to all the initial and signature fields where you need to sign. So you'll keep going through it. And then once you're done, you'll hit finish. And then once you hit finish, I'll receive them on my end. And then from there, the way the process works is the attorneys will contact you within 24 to 48 hours to verify all the information with you over the phone. Just keep in mind they won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. And if for any reason they're unable to reach you, I'll be reaching out to you myself and getting you connected with them. And then from there, they'll be able to get started on working with your case and kind of going from there.
Okay.
Were you able to receive the new link?
Hello.
Hi, were you able to receive the new link?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
Because I'm not around Wi-Fi.
Okay. Alrighty. What I can do is I can touch back with you in an hour and we can kind of go from there.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Tanika.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.